Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And with week six of football in the books, time to get ready for week seven, and no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 7, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. And DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, by the way, from live betting to betting on your favorite players. They do it all. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dustin. It's quarter number three. And guess what? We actually get to do a game look ahead. Later in the week, we do the preview. This early in the week, it's a look ahead. So are you ready to look ahead to Penn State, Indiana?
It's a look ahead or it's a preview of the preview, whatever way you want to slice it. But yeah, we've got an actual football game to think about this week, which is unbelievably refreshing.
For those of you who are longtime listeners, you probably recall from last year and the year before that it's been the point of contention. Is this a look ahead or a preview? So I'm going to keep calling it a look ahead, Dustin. Anyway, to me, it's really interesting. Because of this odd offseason, I mean, think about it. We had no out-of-conference games. We didn't have a normal preseason or offseason. Penn State has several new coaches. You have a huge game coming up next week against Ohio State. My first question is, does all of this add up to Penn State being on upset alert for this first game?
There are definitely some trap elements here. And when you think about how unconventional everything has been, including game week, when you're doing all your testing and all the protocols, and I would think that they would have eased into that new normal, that new routine by now. But then you've got your first, you know, road trip, and you're going to be playing for the first time, as much as you want to simulate it, in an empty stadium. You're going to have to get up for that. I don't think getting up for this game is going to be that difficult, considering how everybody's been chomping at the bit just for this privilege, this right to play football. The Ohio State thing is lurking. But I feel like for the most part, Penn State has managed to handle that one game at a time, that focus necessary, because next week against Ohio State doesn't mean a whole lot if you don't show up for this one. I think James Franklin teams have been relatively well focused throughout his time here and at Vanderbilt too. So I'm not that worried about that. I think Indiana definitely provides some challenges that you would ideally be able to kind of build into, but it's a solid team really in all three phases. They've got a bunch of starters back. They've got a dual threat quarterback. You know, Penn State's going to have some challenges on the field as well, not just mentally.
And I believe the Indiana quarterback, he had a few things to say. He's pretty confident with this team, and they do return a good number of players. So what else do we know about them? And how much does, the quarterback of a team talking the way he has, how much effect does that have on his own team and the team he's playing?
Yeah, not much. I think the whole bulletin board material thing can be overblown to some extent. I think when these kids are asked, like, what do you think you're going to do? Are you going to beat Penn State? I would hope that your quarterback can be like, nah, probably not, but we're going to really try hard. Like, I think you want your quarterback to say, like, yeah, I believe we're going to. I believe we have a good team. I don't really have much of an issue with that. From the way that I understand it, really, you're going to be looking at a run-oriented attack. Michael Penix Jr., Penn State did not face him last year. They played Indiana after he was hurt. But a true dual threat quarterback, a lefty, can throw it, you know, good, accurate thrower, nice arm, can run it too. I think what you're looking for, as much as anything, don't be the coming out party for Indiana's quarterback in this game. You know, that challenge to contain and to get after the passer in a disciplined way and not give him running lanes. And at the same time, Indiana is built around the ground game. They've got a couple solid runners there. You're going to have to show up. You're going to have to win those battles up front. I think that's where Penn State is going to win this game. Ultimately, I think they'll probably have an advantage in the trenches on both sides of the ball. So if you're winning at the line of scrimmage, and really anytime Penn State plays Indiana, they're a solid team that's coached well. It's built around defense and the ground game. They do have a threatening quarterback that you need to be mindful of. But Penn State in, you know, up and down 1 through 85 just outclasses Indiana in so many spots. You need to just kind of make sure that your athletes show up and they play. If they play well in that capacity, you're going to win against this Indiana team, even though Indiana does some good things and they do them well.
One of the keys for me in this game, and I believe I will repeat this every game until there's a trend that we're not going to see, is how does this Penn State defense do on third down and third and long specifically, because they were burned so many times last year in that situation. What do you see them doing to address that issue, Dustin?
I think you're going to see shifts in coaching. I think you're going to see some different play calls. I know this was an area, especially when it comes to defending the pass, that Brent Pry really zeroed in on, got a lot of opinions, put himself under the microscope in terms of how he was calling plays. So I think you're going to see a defense that's better positioned. I think you're going to see, you know, speed in a lot of areas, especially off the edge. And I like PJ Mustipher in particular to be able to collapse the pocket sometimes. But ultimately, what this comes down to, Jim, is for this pass rush to show up in these key situations and or somebody to make a play on the back end of the defense. I think the two safeties are going to have big years, Lamont Wade and Jaquan Brisker. I think they're going to be a little bit more dynamic in the back end of the defense. And you hope that this speed off the edge, Adisa Isaac, Shaka Toney, Jason Owe, that they can make impact plays when they matter. Because that, I mean, that was one area where I think, you know, in my eyes, they fell the most short, is that in these situations, in these third and longs, your key guys did not make plays at key moments. And you know, you can change your coaching up, but ultimately that falls on the players themselves to rise into that situation, step up and make a play.
And it wasn't just physically the player didn't make the play. There were breakdowns. There was, you know, players running free and obviously a mistake somewhere in the coverages. They really have to clean that up. All right, Dustin, there's another thing that's going to happen that will be really bizarre, which is having no crowd there. And again, Indiana has never been a place with a rowdy crowd. In fact, some people have talked about Penn State starting slow in those games because there isn't a crowd, even if the crowd's against them. My question is, will it have a positive effect for either team? Does the fact that there's no crowd there help Indiana, help Penn State, or just totally irrelevant?
I think it's a bigger factor for us watching games than it is for players playing games, especially when you're going on the road. I don't think that motivation is going to be much of an issue in any of these games, especially week one after everything that these guys have been through. I think the bigger thing is making sure that you're not too geared up, that you're not too, you know, not trying to play too fast in the start of these games. I think maintaining composure, whether there's fans in the stands or not, is going to be a bigger thing than finding that drive to start fast. I don't see it as much of an issue. You know, I see I see Penn State kind of on the losing end of this just because, you know, next week, for example, the whiteout's not really a whiteout without a crowd. And I think that crowd has been such a big factor in some of these games. You know, you look at Michigan and Ohio State, those games at home. It's been a real equalizer. What do you do when you don't have that equalizer? You know, that would be my question. But I think when it comes to going on the road, it is difficult when you're going to these like Northwesterns or Indiana's or Purdue's, when you know that team that you're lining up against is not an elite team. There's not much of an environment. There's not a crowd. There's not, you can't feel that energy in the stadiums. I think this year, especially this week, I don't see it as being a big issue.
I don't think it will either. We'll talk next week about the whiteout thing and how much that does hurt Penn State not having a crowd. I think the one minor thing with no crowd there is if they did have a crowd, things start going Indiana's way. All of a sudden, that crowd getting excited because their team unexpectedly is playing well and then feeds off that energy, that won't be there for Indiana. So I think, in a way, that's helpful for Penn State. All right. It's time to look at predictions from you, Dustin. Our DraftKings Sportsbook current line, as of today, has Penn State as a 6.5-point favorite and the over-under at 56.5. Do those numbers tell you anything? And, of course, we need your prediction.
Well, I mean, the numbers, you know, I think for any team to go on the road and be a nearly touchdown favorite suggests that this is a team that has advantages in most areas. And I would agree with that. I've got it at 31-21. I'm going to take the under on this one. I think it's going to be a game that Indiana hangs around for a while. But I think Penn State's you're going to see an offense in this game and maybe for the season. We'll see that really tries to, you know, set the tone and win up front, establish that ground game. I think they've got too many horses in the run game, and they've got too much experience, too much talent up front on that side of the ball. I think it's going to be like that, you know, Memphis in the Cotton Bowl, where you create explosive plays and you win the game on the ground. I think that's the way it's going to go. But Indiana, they just have this way against Penn State, especially when they're playing at home, of keeping it tight for longer than you would hope. So I think, you know, maybe around halftime into the third quarter, you'll see Penn State stretch away. I got them covering that spread, and I'm going to take the under on the over under though.
How about a bold prediction?
Journey Brown, 200 yards.
Wow.
Bold enough for you?
That's very bold. It's kind of like a Cotton Bowl part two with that, yep, kind of prediction. I like it a lot. I'd like to see that running game just take over the game. And that is it for quarter number three. Stick around. We've got one more quarter to go.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.